Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have noticed that some of the fine silk webs covering some trees and bushes around the place, but the webs aren't designed to catch anything. They're rather a self-defence mechanism for the ermine moth. Collie Innes is biodiversity officer for Trinity College. Afternoon, Collie.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Is the ermine moth having a good summer?
They certainly are, along with all the invertebrates by the looks of things. I don't know if you've noticed yourself, if you've taken a drive in the countryside for any distance and had a look at the front of your car, people are reporting big numbers of insects splatting against the car, which is fantastic news for biodiversity. It shows that some of the implementation of the pollinator plans that we put in are starting to take effect, and it's been a really good summer for bugs in general,
okay,
and including the ermine moths.
All right, and so that and it's quite distinctive because it's very graceful looking, this kind of silk web. So what function does it have?
Basically, caterpillars come from eggs, obviously, and they hang around in great numbers. And at this time of year, of course, the birds are all nesting and they're very, very hungry. They're looking to feed their chicks. So that leaves caterpillars exposed and their breakfast, dinner and tea for the birds. What the ermines have evolved to do to protect themselves is to weave this massive communal web over themselves and over the leaves that they're eating. So basically, the birds will just get their beaks tangled up in it and can't really quite get at them. And also a lot of parasitic wasps can't quite manage to get in and stab the caterpillars with eggs that would devour them from the inside otherwise.
Okay, and so how long will they be under that covering for?
Probably till the end of July, but it could be shorter given how warm it's been. And, you know, insects can tend to develop a little bit quicker given some heat. So, probably for the rest of the summer you'll see them. And they really are quite spectacular. I mean, we don't get many, you know, wonders of nature. We have our starling murmurations and all, but we don't have wildebeests crossing the plains of Offaly. But we do have these kind of smaller natural wonders. And I think this is one of them. It's really incredible. And it's kind of hard to describe until you come across one, how immense they are. Like, they can literally cover a tree once they get there in numbers. And, you know, it's quite fascinating to see.
Yeah, are there particular trees or bushes that they would prefer?
Yeah, so there's a few species of ermine moths, and some of them prefer other trees, and some of them are named after the trees that they kind of have that relationship with. Like the spindle ermine will be one that springs to mind. It eats the spindle tree, and then some of them, like the ones along the Dodder Valley Park near where I live, have been targeting cherry trees and no other trees around them. So yes, they do have a particular taste and relationship. Each individual species will have a relationship with a kind of a plant that they like.
Okay, so but it's they will gravitate there because they like the taste of those leaves,
or whatever reason.
Yeah, and so is it just down, Collie, to the good weather that you know, people's windscreens are getting splattered with bugs and all that kind of thing?
It's the good weather is a great help. Don't get me wrong. I mean, last year I counted two or three butterflies in my garden for the whole year. It was a complete washout. But this year, in the first few weeks of May, I was seeing tons of butterflies and bees and all sorts of flying inverts. That's down to the weather, but it's also down to, like I said, no more May, pollinator plans being implemented, people leaving a little bit of wild space in our parks, you know, the roundabouts, the side of our motorways being left to grow. These things take time to build up and take effect. Some of them have been in motion for 10 years or more. And once the insects have that habitat and then just get a bit of a break in the weather, you can really see the numbers explode. And this is a really good and positive sign. And we need to keep going in that direction.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. When the ermine moths emerge, what do they look like?
They look very charming, little tiny little white moths with kind of a fuzzy back and some black spots as well. Kind of like what King Henry would have worn around his neck, you know, that kind of fabric with the white and the black dots. So, yeah, quite regal looking, very small, And as soon as they emerge, then they'll be off to lay more eggs to cause people to get frights, thinking that there's giant tarantulas spinning webs all around Ireland.
And the webs that they emerge from, what happens to them? Do they just kind of fade away, or do they reuse them?
They'll fade away. They'll fall off the trees. They get weathered, you know. And like, if you look closely at the webs, if you're observing them and if you happen to see one, you'll actually see the caterpillars constantly, you know, repairing any holes and building up more webbing just to make sure that they're protected. So they're constantly working at it. And eventually they'll cocoon and they'll turn into the wee moths. The moths will fly off and then nobody will be able to repair that webbing. So it'll just fall away.
Good to have a bit of good news for a change about the environment. Colly, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Colly Ennis there, Biodiversity Officer with Trinity College.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.